All right, man. Hey, man. How's it going? Good to see you.
It's going, bro. Shit good. What's happening with it?
Nothing, man. I'm trying to see what we're going to start. You going to start with some music or not? Nah.
Yeah, man. Let's lock in with the music take, man. What
you got? No, I meant to...
Fuck with the new Drake?
Yeah, but let me... I was trying to see if we was going to plug up and play some music, but yeah, we ain't going to fuck with it today. We'll go straight to it. Welcome to another episode of Hot Takes Podcast. I am your host, Dell. With me is my co-host, Shug.
Man, what's happening? What's good with the people?
What's good, bro? Been a minute, man.
Yeah, we back. We back in effect.
Hey, man. It's been a while. Been like about a month, I think, since we recorded, dog. But a couple things have happened, man.
Yeah, some shit that went down, you know. Some shit definitely went down.
Damn made 3. You know what I'm saying? That shit was big. Yeah, bro, he made 3. We didn't do too much this year for his birthday, bro, just because shit was just kind of last minute decisions and all that. But, dog, just watching him grow every day, bro, it's like, it's crazy. It's like,
it is.
Every day, like, I see something that kind of shows a different growth. I'm talking about, like, size wise, right. You know? I'm like, bro, he really is kind of getting out of here. Like, damn. Like,
moving up on you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm like, bro, I'm looking at him play with his basketball hoop. I'm like, bro, you really done shot up to that, just dumping it in already. Because I just had put it up. I'm like, fuck, I got to put it up again. But, yeah, man, Dan made 3. Shit, I want to say Drew made 1 since we recorded. No, yeah, we recorded since then. We had our class reunion picnic, homecoming for the high school. That shit was lit. Shout out to class of 12, you know what I'm saying? Best class to walk through the E.
East St. John for the people who do not
know. They know who the E is.
Nah, like, we on the map, bro. Man, they know who the E is. Be anything.
And for
don't
the people
know.
That don't know, 12 started that shit. Calling it the E, so, that's our shit.
So is
for the
saying.
Record.
So what's he saying?
For the record, bro. I'm
probably
telling you.
Probably with some old niggas.
We started calling it the E our senior year. I'm telling you. Mark my fucking words. Argue with your mom.
It's debatable. It was probably class of 82 that started it. But
shit, no, because they wasn't at the E.
Claiming it.
They wasn't even at the E. They was way at the other school back in the cornfield and shit.
For sure.
You know?
For sure. So what we at on the music tip, man? How you feel about the Drake album?
He need to stop, man. He really do.
So what?
Just bullshit, like playing around, bro. Like that shit is crazy. 8 a.m. in Charlotte, bro. Another timestamp. Another fucking massacre on the beat. My only issue with this record, right? And not really issue, but I feel like a missed opportunity, right? He got the beat from Conductor, right? If you don't know, Conductor is very tight with Griselda, right? Mm-hmm. Bro, this beat is fucking Westside all over it. Like, bro, you should have... Westside should have been on this song somewhere. Like, I feel like... The same way he on there talking his shit, like just not even necessarily rapping, but more so just like talking his fly shit. Mm-hmm. Man, Westside would have been right there. Boom, 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 boom. I'm telling you, dog, that shit would have hit him or Ross, you know, as well off as they have a history of making songs together.
Right.
This was another opportunity, I feel like, to have just more, both of them have momentum. Like Ross and Meek got shit going on, Drake coming out with an album. Of course, you see the same way you see Drake and Future, Drake and 21, Drake and Ross right there with that.
I got you. I feel that.
And I just feel like that was a missed opportunity as far as that particular song. But overall, I like the song. Like, he talking this shit, like wordplay everywhere, bars everywhere. But I don't know. That was just me. When I heard it, I'm like, yeah, you got to have an extended version with like some features on this shit, bro. Because it's too hard to just have just you on this. You know,
I follow you. Man, on the flip side of that, I love that. That's good expertise, right?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
that's
real
that. Man. Tight. You know, you get real
that.
Intricate with it. But I will say, you know, you started off with he need to stop. I think, bro, in this time, you know, we real big on social media and all that shit. We in a time of not embracing because it's all in your face type shit. You know, you can kind of see. So you like. You hesitate to embrace. It's not so big as a fantasy. Right. But he is every bit of like Michael Jackson.
in this. Oh no, when I say shit, he need to stop, I meant that in a good way. Not like in a negative critique.
But nah, this just an expression for the people. Like right, they just need to hear this. Like, yeah, you know, man, he's up there. Like he's among.
Oh yeah.
Whoever he's among the top in music. If you want to channel him as a rapper, whatever his,
when he really try, I feel like he's up there with your as far as like his bars, with your Waynes and your Kendricks and your Coles that people really look at. Even I must say, back in the day of like a Nas, right? Jay,
he got a lane, know, that's 101.
Yeah,
you
know, but
you can't even say he a rapper because he's so hard, bro. He got songs where he not spitting the bars, you right, know, where he just on some mellow smooth shit.
Right.
And those are some of his best records. So he got a genre of music called Drake. Like, I'm gonna put that out there. Like, niggas on some Drake. You know, when you got a song that's on a little mixed vibe and you doing a little more than one thing, you on some Drake, bro. This nigga's insane. And go ahead. What you got? What you got following that?
Man, I
follow
just,
up on that with Drake.
So, but as far as the record, Breaking Mike's record, like, I'm not moved by it in a sense. Not to say in a negative way, but I'm like, okay. No, it's not really a surprise.
The cold joint. Know? I know you got a little bitterness in your heart because our fellow compadre was a J. Cole
it's
fanatic.
It's no bitterness, I promise you.
So he, this nigga's like anti J. Cole song.
I'm not,
he gotta know, cause the rest of America know that joint with Drake and J. Cole, bro.
Man, play some for the people.
That's extraordinary.
Play some,
bro. The people know.
You're
the one who don't. You the only person who don't know. Oh you not hip,
bro. I'm just behind.
You the only one. Look, tell you what.
Why don't you just play the
just
song?
Play. No, I'm gonna get. We got assignments. The pod gives out assignments.
Come on, man. Play the
on
song
your
for,
way
the,
back,
for the commentary.
On your
bro.
Way back, pop that shit in.
Oh my God.
And put that on. Turn it up good. Turn it up good so you can really hear what they saying. Because I didn't gas it up. So now you're going to be listening.
I mean,
for
bro,
it.
You don't have to
you're
gas
be
it. I know what
it.
Drake and Cole can
okay,
do.
Okay, well, just know that this is one of them ones that they can do.
For sure. Whatever you say, dog.
All right.
I can't believe you put me on blast.
And then we go. Nah, you got to listen to that one, bro. Because
I just told you to play it.
That's one of the. But you got. It's a car listen. It's a.
Man, just play the fucking song. Like, come on. Like, just play the fucking song. Like, what are we doing? Like, I'll talk until you're ready to play it. So, I'm not caught up. I haven't listened to the album yet. I've got around a couple songs, but I'll be transparent. My fucking Apple Music ain't caught up right now. So, I'm you know, priorities come first. I had to turn that shit off right quick, you know, but I got that. You know what I'm saying? That shit gonna be straight. I'll have that ready tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? But, man, I know what Drake and Cole do, bro. Same way I know what Drake and 21 can do and this and that and the third. And I feel like Drake is one of those chameleon type where it just goes regardless of who the person is, as long as they're of caliber. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cole. You know? Yeah. I know it's some hard shit.
Yeah,
like, I know it is.
You can feel that in your system.
I know it is. I'm just saying, bro, like, that's why I say he need to stop. Shit like that's why he need to stop. You know, like, he need to stop bullshitting. He need to stop bullshitting and, like, do more of that. Instead of getting your too sexy off, you know what I'm saying? Or your rich baby daddy off. Like, man, really go in the studio and lock in with motherfuckers that's of your talent. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with the bullshit record every now and then, but, like, I want more of this from him at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really up there. Like, the same way I feel
you,
like.
Cause, man, and not to cut you off, but you a greedy motherfucker, bro.
How greedy?
Cause you want when you want exactly what you want. This shit it's not about you. You know
well, who the fuck is it about?
Great,
the fan, right?
Listen, exactly. It is. But when you great, it's about the people, bro. And it's not just you. Cause only you feel like
when the game we people
express. They got other niggas that feel like that, but that's just, you know, that's just a select group of people. You know, they got people that want to hear a certain kind of records. And man, when you so great, you know, when you Michael Jackson-esque, You Beyonce X, we gonna get on that too.
All right.
But when you like that, you do this shit for everybody fuck with you, bro. They either like fuck with you or like hate you under their breath type shit.
You think I hate them under my breath?
Cause you think hard. Like,
you think I hate them under my breath?
Nah.
Okay. I really think
that nigga's so cold, like people be on some like roll their eyes at him. Like they just feel like,
so
oh,
okay, so
like they hear the song by the nigga and they just be like, oh yeah.
Okay.
But so, if your favorite artist dropped it, let's say Westside Gunn dropped a song that's on par with what we just heard, feature everything. Let's say he got like a Pusha T feature. Okay. You know, hard ass.
Right up this alley. Okay.
Yeah,
makes
you
sense.
Feel me? So yeah. Let's say he got one of them and that was like a hard joint. You would be vouching for that like it's the greatest shit in the world. I'm just telling you.
Here's why I wouldn't. I'm going to stop you right there. I wouldn't necessarily do that because that's a certain sound that everybody's not accustomed to. That New York sound, that boom bap, not everybody really care for that.
Yeah, in they
that
don't. Manner. But
so
if,
I wouldn't push that on you, but I'm like, man, this shit hard. Check
exactly.
It out.
And on your Apple playlist, it'll be top whatever in fucking songs played.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not just about you when you that great, bro. But you know, you get you a solid artist that's unique to you, that you like. You like Westside Gunn. That's your flavor. Yeah. And I like Larry June. That's my flavor.
Like,
but only people who like Larry June gonna be listening to Larry June. Everybody listen to
because
this
they're not mainstream
shit.
Though.
Yeah, but
this, that, you gotta touch all sides when you're mainstream.
You think this mainstream? This shit probably ain't gonna hit the radio.
You sleep. Okay.
It might.
The Drake and Cole record, definitely, just because it's Drake and Cole. They're going to figure out a way to get that on the radio
maybe
somewhere.
So, but I tell you what.
Rich Baby Daddy will hit the radio,
it'll
of course.
It'll be a good song on this album that doesn't make the radio because it's not quote-unquote mainstream.
Well, yeah. Most times, yeah. But yeah. You're going to have at least, I'm going to say at least three.
Yeah, maybe so. But, the album got like 20-some songs on it.
Not bad. How you feel about the album art? I'm like, oh, I guess.
It's
a check for his son. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever.
That shit black. It would have been cool, but you know, I'd take it.
You say you had a Beyonce topic, man. What's up? What you had?
Man, we was on. Because I'm on my greatness kick.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about greatness.
NBA season, so you know when that.
Oh shit!
You know that LeBron James juice just started.
We're gonna get to the NBA because I got some hot takes
first. Keep it on Beyonce. I just want to put it out there, like. You know, there's a lot of talk about Beyonce right now. You know, she's big. Congratulations to her from all what I'm hearing, this tour that she's on. Like, this shit is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I will say the LGBT community in that bitch running rampant. But
boy.
Do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
Hey, they in that bitch holding it the fuck down. You hear me? Like,
are they?
I'm like, God.
Man,
damn.
I'm like, so look.
Yeah, but it's some sparkling glitter. So. Glitter with that shit. But yeah, low-key getting sick of seeing that shit. But, you know, she got a few more places to go. It's all coming close
to
her.
Yeah, she's about done almost.
But it's been a great run.
Since you're talking about that. So, my girl and a couple of her friends went, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't give a fuck. I'm like, all right, y'all have
niggas is on the pod talking about Beyonce concert. Go ahead.
Oh, fuck, I don't give a shit.
Nah, do your thing.
But you brought it up, so maybe I had to say it. So, I'm like, man, you know, like... Because I'm like, the fact that it's all silver themed, I'm like, you gonna have some spontaneous shit. Being that it's silver. If any other color, I'm like, all right, I could see it being just real casual, normal.
Yeah, nothing laid back about this.
Silver, I'm like, I know it was a fucking scene. Man, I said, man, so I said, what's some spontaneous shit you saw? She said, man, dude had on a fucking biker hat or some shit, had some type of fucking hat on, a blazer. And a fucking jock strap. I'm like, oh, not a jock strap, but a bikini bottom. I'm like, no way. She's like, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, you're covered, so you're good. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I don't think that would be necessarily clear to wear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. Hey, shout out to the world, man. Yeah. We be on some bullshit over here on this side of the world.
I do say this,
in America.
Whatever the quiet challenge or whatever the shit was, whether some part of a song.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro. I never heard no type of just silence like that. Like, I've seen some clips of different cities doing it or whatever. It's some type of, oh, we the best one. Like, bro, I'm talking about, like,
yeah, you speak
stadium in, full of motherfuckers.
And they go mutant there. You speaking to what exactly why I brought this shit up.
Oh, man, talk to me.
Man, she's like a top 10 artist all the time.
Five.
I was just saying 10 just
Roughly.
Just
yeah.
So
when you say artist, so you mean music every, across the board?
Across the board. Just so everybody in the world could agree with me.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you top 10. Because they got some country artists that's...
Of course, of yeah, course. Okay. But when you say, like, artistry, bro, it is like she's a defiant of that shit. Nah, bro, okay. she does the dancing. And you know, at this point, when you that good, you kind of do your own choreography. You like, man, I don't... You know, when yeah, you when I you like...
It. I got it.
When you like she I have is help, in that I got shit, it, you know? Like, come on, man, be cool. Like, I don't yeah. really like that. You know that ain't my flavor. That move, that shit yeah, not spicy. Not I'm not fucking with that.
Right.
Jay not gonna like that.
Not Jay not gonna like that. But, yeah, okay, yeah.
But you know, you and that's just dancing. You know, the performance is so much more with that shit. Like, the performance is insane. You know, she's she's a top 10 performer all time.
Now, performer, I'm saying she top 5 for sure. Like, you, it's a hard knock from between her and Mike, Kanye, Drake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like that 4, but Mike, Beyonce, I feel like a 1-2 for sure. Like,
oh, I love how you
Drake Kanye and Kanye shout definitely out to Kanye. They, after that. But like, I feel like damn near Kanye may jump Drake. I feel like Drake may be 4 from that just because Kanye's done it longer. Right. You know, and I feel like Drake may catch him on his back half with his tour and stuff like that.
And at this point, and not to kind of get off Beyonce, but when you spoke about
back to Beyonce, yeah.
Drake and Kanye did it for so much longer, and he...
It was always elaborate from the get-go.
And so, he made a pathway for this shit. Like, he's basically like, you know, for the rap niggas, he's the creator of this lane that they went in.
The big fucking box square shit that Drake, man, that's fucking Kanye.
That's Jay. That's Jay, you know? For sure. But like, bro, you know, I was kind of speaking about the performance. The performance is excellent.
Yeah.
But the music. Shout out to my lady, bro. Shout out to D.
I'm talking about the concert, you talking about the album.
We ride. You know, I'm talking the Renaissance album. Man, we ride. You know, we ride and we talk and we smoke and we vibe and we talk and
so
we
I got a question thing. For you. Go ahead.
And it's Beyonce in the car. You know, she driving this time. So it's Beyonce. So, you know, man, look. You know.
I got 2 questions for you. Go ahead.
I know the people can't see me, but this is like head bobs. And I got like a little dance I'm doing going on. But like, what I'm basically saying is this shit give you a feeling, bro. Like, it really, it brings some shit out, bro. Like, your energy be there because this is like a hype-ass album. I'm like, damn. I ain't no bad bitch, but if I was, this makes sense for me.
Right quick. How many times has she caught you bobbing your head without, you know, you trying to, oh yeah, this is my shit.
Nah, see, I just do the shit. Because at
me
this
too,
point,
but I'm saying, like, yeah, I was like, oh, that's your shit. I'd be like, yeah. I didn't even see you was looking at it. Yeah.
Basically, at this point, it just be like that.
Several
You know, because I listen like, to the shits and I'm just like,
kind of slap.
Like, I can't even lie. Like, I'm like, oh,
I get it.
Yeah, this
I
shit
get it.
Hard. I'm like, I get it. Yeah, I never disclosed my song on that, but it's like the worst one for a nigga to like.
Bro, so I had a list because I'm like, man, look, so my dumb ass, I'm like, I'm about to have fun with this shit. I'm like, man, I'm going to send you a parlay of songs I think she going to play. Man, I went like 3 out of 5. Right? But, some of that shit I was picking, I'm like, yeah, this is my shit. Like, Partition. Wait, boy, you ever heard that shit loud? Man, Partition? Yeah, shit hard, man, the bass line in my phone. I'm like,
yeah, I feel like,
damn, like, hold
she
on,
this
up.
Bitch talking and about look, shit on
Logan, she driving, bitch. I'm man, look, fuck all that, man. Jam that shit.
Yeah, turn that shit up
turn
a little bit.
Up, man. Fuck volume. That. Yes, indeed. But, yeah, she had a couple of joints. I'm like, this is my shit. Yeah, bro, Beyonce is like that, like, for sure. Like, and then if I saw a
man,
clip
she
of
got a joint on here called Heated. Man,
the
shit,
new album? I'm not too familiar.
Hey, bro, Heated and Energy and I think it's Alien Superstar.
Yeah.
That shit, that boy. Everybody know the Cuff
Alien
It.
Superstar, yeah.
Everybody know the Cuff It joint.
Yeah.
But that Alien Superstar and fuck, Church Girl.
Yeah, she got some shit.
this is goddamn
boy.
Shit.
Boy. Hey, no, it ain't, man. Fuck that. Embrace your... Because see, the same way I feel like you okay to embrace your R&B playlist? Man, fuck that.
Nah.
I don't give a fuck.
But that's the whole play on this, bro. It's so elaborate. Like, you gotta embrace
it. Cause, like, look, like, I don't have none of my phone.
Like,
but
we
man,
have
look.
To do a segment on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's worthy, dog. And, so now that we off that, you got something on this shit?
What?
Before we click it over to the next.
Yeah, so real quick, before, like, so what I'm saying is, I claim it, like, fuck out. It ain't, I don't have none of her music on my phone, but man, fuck, I don't knock that. That shit slap. And I'm like, man, I'm gonna buy my fucking, yeah, that shit hard.
Right.
The same way motherfucker buy with Sexy Red and Glow and Cardi and Lotto.
Shit.
The same fucking thing.
Same joint.
You know? But, you wanted to talk about Sexy Red's leak. I don't really have shit on it, but I mean, go right ahead. I really don't.
All
right.
Shout out to Sexy Red.
I don't really feel like it was so much of a leak, but go ahead.
I'm not even gonna be judgmental on this.
I'm not
for
judging.
Real. We just talking about it for real. But shout out to Sexy Red. You know, I don't really know Shawty's story, whatever. I don't really care. But you know, she young, she got a little bread, she doing her thing. Shout out to Sexy Red.
Yeah.
You know. Shout out to you, boo. But that goddamn sex tape, we're not going to go into graphics, you know, because that's not even worthy of
talking
about.
First of all, the quality was trash.
Yeah,
that's all
so
I really
we
got.
Not, yeah, we not going to even do that.
When the quality was trash, I'm like, this is some old shit.
It's
I'm
the,
good.
It's the response, bro. It's the response.
From her or the people?
From her and the people.
Continue.
Mainly her. You know, she was on some shit like, basically, just kind of, why y'all judging me?
Okay, continue. Go ahead. I have a rebuttal because my girl on the opposite side of it, but go ahead.
You know, just on something, why y'all judging me? And I'm like, okay, so let me give you my reason. And like I said, I'm not even the one doing that shit because I ain't judging you. But I just tell you what I think. Mm-hmm. I think motherfuckers listen to your music and you judge yourself. You know, you kind of tell us what you about. So this is of no surprise.
Glad
like
you said that.
You know, I don't think you, I don't know if you leaked it or not. By accident.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know, but I'm
according to your music, this is right up. I mean, fuck, this is right on par with shit you be talking about. This is right up there. Like, if you listen to some of your lyrics, it's worse than that. Like, we talk about what come out your shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? And you literally just showed us what come out your shit. And I mean, this shit just makes sense to me. I just don't understand. Like, and everybody like, oh, this, that, and that. But like, I mean, damn, bro. If you're going to put it out there for people to see, or if you're going to have it out there for people to see, you know, that's bad judgment on you, man. Like, people can judge you because that's some bullshit. You can't get mad with people because, let's say a nigga put it out there, but you let the nigga record you. He was on top of you. He was recording. Come check and see your lips. But I could see both set of your lips. I could see your face, and I could see your, in all in one shot. So yeah. You knew this nigga was recording you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you responsible. Like, you got bad judgment. You should have did it with a nigga like me who wouldn't say shit or put it on camera or put it on Instagram. Like, you should fuck with more niggas who like solid.
Okay.
And yeah. When I, let me clear it up. Okay. Cause they gonna get on my ass on air. But when I say niggas like me, I mean like real niggas. Just solid people, bro. Niggas do not gonna post the shit on Instagram live. Mm-hmm. But, you know, yeah, not in particular me, because I, you know.
Okay, so as far as you saying that we listen to our music, I got a couple things. I just want to get it all out first before you respond. You said as far as listening to our music, and, you know, it tells itself.
Yeah, our music is very graphic.
Not many people in the rap game really telling the truth. So could it possibly be for the look, you know? And unfortunately,
this is on par with your look.
Unfortunately, ratchet's selling right now, and I feel like it always has to a degree, but we're seeing it on a front scale right now because she's hot as fish grease. But you don't think that it's possibly for the look? You know, like, I'm not as vulgar. I'm okay. I'm wild as what I'm talking, but I have some type of moral in a sense.
I don't. You heard her talk.
Yeah, but okay, what I'm saying is this.
I mean, bro, regardless of what she got, it's about what I got. You know, so I'm not going to go off on short and do all that. Mm-hmm. But you know, because I got decent human respect, you know. But fuck, my whole thing, I don't think Shawty respect herself. You know, she be on some bullshit.
Let me say this. As far as, we've both had conversations about some wild shit we've done, right? But at the same time, we've both also not told each other all the wild shit we've done or have done or, you know, would be willing to do type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's always that when it comes to shit like that, when it comes to leaks. Like, I may be a wild one in bed, but I mean, I want everybody to know I'm wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, despite me being a rapper, like, okay, for me, example, Cardi, right, had OnlyFans at one point. Now, granted, it wasn't stripper shit type, you know what I'm saying? But
I mean, what you saying, like, you know, I heard what you said about Cardi, but she, like, embraces the first part, that, like, you think
she embraces who she,
you don't want to tell the people, you know,
portrays to be, is what I'm saying. She embraces that versus,
I feel that, but I'm saying about you, I'm saying, like, you started with, like, you know, you and your personal, and I'm like, what, you don't want the world to know that you out you D the pipes?
Not what you do behind closed doors, maybe not. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I may be willing to say it, but I mean, I'm willing to show everybody.
Right, so you, if you was a rapper, your lyrics wouldn't be about how much you be dicking bitches.
Right, but I mean, necessarily I want my sex tape out there. You know what I'm saying? Or to see what I'm really packing. You know what I'm saying? Right. For example. So there's that, right? Then, on the backside of it, I know the process it takes to post some shit on your story. Right. It's a lot of steps. It's not like you fucking pocket dial somebody. Right. So there's always that too, right? And then, what did you say last about, I just feel like, bro, sometimes, man, motherfuckers be bluffing what they talking about. Like, yeah, I could be talking about this shit, but I could be a fucking house mouse behind closed fucking doors.
Yeah, all that's true.
You know?
But I think she authentic, and that's why she sells. You know, I think she really like into that kind of lifestyle that she talk about, and people feel that to whatever degree. But I'll tell you why, and I'll give you the whole spill on that, because this is like, it's just the opposite side. You know, we basically just talking oranges and apples, but yeah, you know, really, at the end of the day, it's all fruit. Uh-huh.
That was a bar, man. Hold on, pick that shit up. That was a bar.
When you, oh yeah, I'm cooking. When we mentioned like Drake and Beyonce, mm-hmm, you know, there's like an opposite side of that in the music, in terms of like how hard we going, how much we put into it, the intent, and basically, you know, like the basis of the music. Mm-hmm. And with Sexy Red, it's not as intricate, mm-hmm, to say the least. Okay. And most niggas ain't that intricate, to say the least. True. So that shit sells, bro, because people, they fuck with what they can relate with. Yeah. Man, your general population, they can't be on the Rick Ross side of the game talking about what the fuck Rick Ross is talking about. Because all he talk about is like shit that costs $80,000 and above. Right. And we just talking like regular shit.
Now, I say this and I'm kind of off the Sexy Red shit. As vulgar as she talk and shit like that, OnlyFans is profitable as fuck. Yet, it wasn't from OnlyFans. Is what I could see.
Right, this was from a phone. Like,
exactly. So that's why I'm like, eh.
Somebody recorded you.
Right, but what I'm saying is, though, you got to record the shit for OnlyFans, too. Like, she had the opportunity to make an OnlyFans and put shit out, right, like that, based on whatever
optics. That shit was just hood rat ghetto, no profit.
I bullshit you not. I disagree. I feel like if she come out with an OnlyFans tomorrow, I feel like motherfuckers going to subscribe.
They might.
If this leak doesn't happen.
Maybe that's the play.
You know?
We'll see.
Sport, man, what's up, right? You was all that talking greatness, man. You want to talk to him basketball before it started? You want to get right to football?
Man, we can talk about the league. Man, they had some moves in the offseason that's kind of going to shake some things up.
Dame Lillard traded to the Bucks, and then Drew Holiday Dame got traded to the Bucks for Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday went from Portland to the Celtics. So now the East looks even scarier.
Yeah, I think they got, both teams got exactly kind of what they needed. You know, everybody kind of won their situation for now.
Talk about the fucking Celtics. Lose Marcus Smart, you end up with fucking Drew Holiday.
Right, because you like, you know, you, and not the shit on Smart. I love Marcus Smart. Watching
that's levels to it.
From college.
Marcus Smart's a DPOY, but fucking Drew Holiday should have one too.
Right, and he could be. You know what I'm saying? But offensively, where Drew Holiday, like the steadiness he bring at the point guard spot, you know, he get you 6-7 assists, 18 to 20 points, knock down some threes, play some defense, not only play some defense, probably take one of your best guards out the game.
Yeah.
Or make him have one of his lesser games. Yes. You know, so I think that's big for the Celtics. They kind of in the situation where, you know, just don't be so young that you fuck it up.
I think Drew brings a lot of maturity and, like, championship pedigree that they needed. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, you could tell, like, they got everything covered. It's just, like,
we closing need, we the game. We missing something. We need that solidness.
Yeah.
You know, that, like, if it come down to making
slow it down.
Right. You if got it come down to making know? A good decision, then he going to make a good decision 9 times out of 10.
Tatum, you hot right now. Brown, you hot right now. But look, we up 9 with 3 minutes left.
We don't need that. Let's back that out. Yeah, let's walk it up. Let's
clear some clock right now early while we can. You know, shit like that versus y'all dripping, running back and forth, just scrambling because y'all don't have that vocal on-court leadership. Right,
and you do dumb shit like allow teams to get in the game because you never really slow the pace.
You know,
yeah, let's just run a set, man. Like, fuck, if we don't get it out the set, then we
still up 9, bro, and it just that's time off the clock.
Exactly. That's possessions you eating. Different things like that. On the opposite side with the Bucks, man, I think the Dame move is going to be big. I'm more so happy for Dame, but I'm happy for the league, you know, because this is like a blessing to everybody. Because, I mean, if you follow basketball to whatever degree, however well you do,
more of a value to look at, you know.
Right, but it's like if you follow basketball to whatever degree, however well you knew Lillard, you'll get to see him even more. You'll get to know him even better. You'll be like, damn. He's really that good. Like, it's one thing to read.
It wasn't him just being a hero, just scoring 60 to fucking lose by 40.
He scored 31 and all this shit. But
it's going to be a beautiful 31 to see.
Right, you'll get to see it. Like, this motherfucker went 6-for-10 from behind the arc this game.
So you think it's going to be that high of a clip from 3 still?
Absolutely. That's the game, you know. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he's aging, bro.
Yeah.
It's like the 3-ball... The handle, you know, that's the setup, you know, he go to the rim and that's just the kind of, that's just to keep you honest, you know, so you don't come harass me too much, let you know that I'm still wicked and I could go, but, hey, bro, Dame is like.
Him and Giannis in a pick and roll, him and Lopez in a pick and roll is insane.
What do you do?
That's insane.
What do you do? Like, then what makes that shit so great, and I'm glad you brought up Lopez, because this is for the basketball heads. You're going to screen it. You're going to lie to the screen and roll is going to be with Giannis because Lopez could shoot the 3.
Yeah.
So you can't really help, bro. There's no help. You're not going under Dame, going to shoot the 3. You're not really, you can't switch
because you don't really want to switch Lopez out there like that. Right. Either.
And you can't even like tag the screen and help because you're leaving Lopez for 3. Mm-hmm. Shooting that shit at 40%.
Nice. Nice 40 ball, too.
You know
nice.
What I'm saying? Like.
I'm like, shooting that shit. I didn't know he was hit. I'm like, oh, my bad.
It's fine. And he run the same game with Bobby Portis, and he runs it different because he can do all that shit. You know, he can finish down low, but he can shoot too. Dog, so
imagine sick. This shit. The outlet. Bobby Portis got like 3 straight boards, right? Niggas going crazy in Milwaukee. They get Dame with the outlet. Step over half court. Bah! Bang! Mike Breen. Bang!
Man, that shit. Hey.
Call a timeout because the building is off the roof.
Bunch of timeouts.
It's gone. Honestly, I don't necessarily think it's not going to work, but I'm just curious to see how it all goes because, I mean, Middleton was the closer for the most part in a sense.
Okay, yeah, we know that's out the way, though.
Right,
we
but know like, that's out the way. I just want to see how it's going to all mesh. It's going to work because.
Just play solid ball.
Yeah.
That, see, like, there was an era of. Best player take the last shot.
Yeah.
It's an era of that shit. Like,
I still think best nigga take the
best
that.
Shot. You know, Allen Iverson, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan take the best shot.
It's rare to follow the hot hand in the last shot. I think it's best still your best player take the shot. Last shot.
And a guy named LeBron came along.
He said, yeah, fuck all that.
And shit changed.
Yeah.
The game is different. Mm-hmm. You know, and so this is how it's set up. I think you still do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you... There are situations that calls for that. It's you losing. Yeah. Don't put that pressure on the guy. I can understand that. But if you got a decent team, let's just run off. Let's just do our shit. Let's get the best situation. Because, you know, there's a situation that's good for you. Yeah. Maybe it's your best player driving to the fucking lane.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you got a good team and the shooter in the wing open, hit that shooter. Let's get out this bitch.
Yeah.
And everybody do the 3-point celebration.
I tell you this, I'm piggybacking off what you're saying, bro. I am happy for Dame. Like, here you talk about it, like, think about it. Because I really haven't, like, put a lot of thought into it since it happened. I'm like, all right, you know. Because basketball is coming up. And so I'm like, damn, bro. Like, Dame really finally getting a chance to really go get one.
On the big side.
On the big side. And not necessarily fighting in the West, neither. Like, he got a nice way to go in the East.
He got a nice path. He got a nice path. That,
you know what I'm saying?
He got hella help. He got good help. The right help. Great help.
You know what I'm saying?
The right help. It's literally
everything he would need.
The most effective. I would say it's like either one or two of the most effective inside games in the league you have in Giannis. And then it's like the second best outside game you have in the league. Like next to Curry, I think Lillard is like the most profound shooter player in the league. Like,
I do say this, and I'll get off. We get to football. I think Portland really shot themselves in the foot long term with this way they did Dame, right? Almost similar to, I forgot who it was, but before I lose my track, you have a all NBA veteran, right? And he trying to go to the Pacific destination. He gave you all he fucking could. Y'all had a chance to go with Aldridge and this and that and third. It just didn't work. Injuries, et cetera, happened. Better teams happened. For y'all to really, like, flex the power of the organization on that situation, I feel like it's bad look for long term.
Big rebuttal.
Because, not to say take bullshit for a Corvette, but it's like,
business is business.
Figure that shit out the way he get him sent to somewhere he trying to get to. Because he gave you
but
all
he had. But
understand
this.
You know?
You get what you want all the time? Fuck no. You're in a relationship with Amanda. Sorry for you guys who don't know, but it don't matter. You in a relationship with somebody. So I know that you don't get what you want all the time. I'm in a relationship with somebody. I don't get what I want all the time.
Right.
That's just life. That's just how the fuck it works. But also in business, it works like that too. Like, you don't always get what you want. But if I'm a good businessman, I'm going to put you in a decent situation. You know, I ain't going to fuck you totally. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you the courtesy of Rendell. Come on, man. You fucking up on the job.
Right.
Come on, man. Tighten up. Mm-hmm. Third time. Rendell, come on, bro. I know you got a family, man. I don't want to do that. Take these 2 days off. Let's keep it clean for the rest of the year. Trying to take leads with what you give you a good situation. Now, I didn't deal what I had to do for you. Mm-hmm. Now, I really should fire you. And at a point, I will fire your ass if that's what it come down to. But the whole point of that story is, like, you don't get what you want. But long term, you don't even know if that's best for you or not. Like, you might have wanted to go to Miami, but that's not even what's best for you. These people did you a solid by, okay, you're going to go to a decent spot. You know, it may not be what you want, but it's a damn good situation for you. But at the same time, business is business. You got to respect what the fuck we got going on. You like them $300 or something million, don't you? All right, well, we like Milwaukee trade package. Let me get that.
Okay. You like Milwaukee's trade package, but you shipped Drew Holiday out before you could even fucking land.
That's why we liked it, because we got an all-star back that we could move. He don't fit they timetable.
So they got a pick for Drew or some bullshit?
Man, hell yeah. Like, two. Like, they had a pick and, like,
two, like, valuable picks or just two fucking picks to have, like, some OKC shit?
And then they have, like, a swap.
Okay.
So they got good currency for them.
So I'll ask you this. Could you ever see the Lakers doing that to Kobe? Rest in peace. If he asked for a trade when he had went on the radio show and all that.
Different player, different delivery. Bro, he won 5 fucking championships. Hell no.
Okay, I got you. Not a great one. Bradley Beal.
Hell yeah. Bye. For what?
What I'm saying is, though, you strong on him to say, look.
Man, hell yes.
I don't agree with that. Because
Bill hasn't done half of what Dame has done.
But what I'm saying is, though, bro, Bill could have been got the fuck out of Washington.
Okay.
Not outside of taking the money and all that shit.
He kept taking the money. And we want you. I'm showing you. I want you $250 million worth of I want yous. But fuck. I mean, damn, bro. Like,
okay, so I look at this. As I'm Scoot Henderson, as I'm Simon Simmons, whichever. Well, damn, you did the Damian. He was a lord for this whole run. Like, dog, think about all of the hoopla, man. Damian, you got out of Portland, all of this. Oh, man, I'm going to run it back. I'm not going to ask for no trade shit. And he told my man, like, I finally don't want to get out of here. Y'all rebuilding. I don't want to be a part of that. I'm trying to go over here. I feel like as an organization, you owe him the solid for all of the loyalty he's had to figure out some shit.
Yeah, they
for
did. Him. That was
not
good.
Saying every time, but specifically a Dame situation.
And they did. Or like, you know, bro, they did just dump him to wherever. They didn't send him to Utah. They sent
I know,
him
but
to
I'm just
Milwaukee
saying, like,
with Giannis.
All right. Whatever, bro. We'll talk about it more when basketball start up. Football, bro. College football. And motherfucker, USC almost lost it last night, huh?
Yeah, shout out to Caleb Williams and USC gangers and all that other shit. Man, USC cold as fuck. I'm tired of people beating up on USC. They got flaws, but fuck who you like. Because goddamn, everybody in college football damn near look like they got flaws. And that's why we talking about this.
I say this, though. You know, who lost?
We had a Texas.
Texas lost. Michigan still looks strong. I'm sorry.
Michigan still looks strong. I don't know why the fuck Michigan is getting 18 shit. And a half against Minnesota. They beat the people by 30 points. Like, boy, what the fuck? Damn. Minnesota?
That's a rivalry game, though. So that's why that shit probably like damn. That. Still,
yeah. It ain't no rivalry to Michigan. They beating the shit out them people.
I think they're going to beat the piss out of Ohio State, too. I'm sorry.
Man, hell yeah.
They're going to be, maybe not beat the piss out of them, but they're going to beat them.
That physicality. It wears you down. And JJ McCarthy, I think with that team, he's like perfect. He's the
Brock Purdy. QB.
He's right. He everything he needs.
The team is already put. You just don't have to make too many decisions and just make the solid play.
And he got a little extra. Like he'll give you a little deep ball. You like, oh shit, that's second round pick type shit.
Hey.
And he'll give you a funky scramble. So it's like, you know, I fuck with Michigan and they team, bro. Shout out to Harbaugh.
Yeah, John Harbaugh. Mark my words, right? FanDuel give us another boost for Saturday. I'm smoking that shit. I'm telling you.
Taking Michigan?
No, I'm just saying. A boost, period. A parlay boost. Hey, I'm telling you.
Yeah, shout out to FanDuel. You're going to stop giving me boosts and
shit.
Man,
keep them fucking
coming.
I'm going
to hit your ass in the face this week.
Bro, I'm going to get them. I'm being fucking greedy trying to add extra shit.
It's all good.
And, bro, I need to chill. Because, bro, coming. I'm calling them every fucking Saturday.
Calling them.
You was on UCLA. You was on Washington State. I said, dog, don't do that. Don't be with
my
the public.
I was on UCLA all week.
Don't be with the fucking public. No, you was not. Because you don't remember. It was maybe last weekend when you before the Saturday came up. You told me, you're like, dog, UCLA over Washington State. You said this shit. You're like, boy, UCLA got a fucking defense.
UCLA do got a defense.
You told me this shit. UCLA so look, defense. I'm like, no way. This nigga gonna sit down and flip his whole mind within a week.
Because I was so big on Washington's offense. But that's a public thing. It is.
It was a public play.
Offense is like expression to the eye, bro. You just care about that. You remember that so much better. You know, but it is what it is. We'll get them.
So,
how you feel about, let's do two teams. LSU going to be one of them. Who else you think deserve it of a story? I mean,
Colorado.
Colorado. Okay,
let's talk about Colorado real quick. Open up we had Colorado. A little different banter with the Colorado so, shit.
They expectations. I think, bro, like, it's a lot of people that don't understand what's really happening. It's not set up to go undefeated and win a national championship. But I mean, obviously, you know, we're gonna shoot for the moon. If we don't get that, at least we catch all the shit coming down on the way.
Yeah.
But they shot for it. Obviously, they're not gonna get that shit. They got two losses already. Yeah. But what can happen is they can get a bowl game.
And they're in a loaded Pac-12 too.
Exactly. But they put themselves in position to get a bowl game. They got four wins and I think maybe three more. If they can get three more, that'll put them in a pretty good bowl game. Yeah. You know, they get pretty good, decent bowl game.
Yeah.
And that's big, man. Those kids, they really like buying into that program. Just something that was big and that stood out to me. That, you know, they won the game by three on the last whatever field goal. White kid kicked that bitch. Went out there, Deion Graven was like, oh, hell no, you're going to do your dance.
Yeah.
And he went out there and he did his shit. Small shit, it's funny, it really is, but at the same time,
living
the
moment.
It's a moment, you know, that kid going to remember that for the rest of his life. But it teaches expression, bro. Be whoever the fuck it is that you are, you know, just do it within the confines of Colorado. But this is a place where you can be who you are, and we teach and live that. And obviously they do. I mean, he made the kid go on the field and dance.
Right. So, off of the bowl topic, I do feel like that they're such a prime time team and like the marketability that they bring in with him and just the overall team, they're going to end up in a good bowl. You know, the way they popping out fucking bowls left and right, I'm like, man, what is all this
shit?
Right.
They got a bunch of watered down ones. Not they're going to end up in a good one. Remember,
they're like, they going to make room for that. They're going to make sure, all right, they may be a fifth seed. Pac-12, but we're gonna put them in something close as fuck we can to goddamn New Year's, just because fuck it's prime time. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're not gonna waste that on the fucking December 22nd bowl.
Right.
You know, but bro, I like what they're doing. I don't like the fact of the flex and the rollie. You know, I don't agree with the jewelry, all of that in the football. That's all. Like, I'm cool with the chain shit, but like the watch and shit.
You just think it's a bit extra. Okay, I could get that.
I love the whole thing, running up on the student section, smiling, getting your shit off, whatever like that. But just the watch, I just feel like.
He doesn't have an actual watch on, though.
Yes.
He didn't.
Yeah, he did. I saw the video. Shiny as fuck. Nice motherfucker, too.
Man, but, no way that kid didn't play with that watch.
He didn't play it on. He probably put it on after the game was over. Somebody had it. Probably one of the video people, whatever.
What's up with that?
I saw with the Crabtree and
were you opposed to when Baker Mayfield slabbed the flag in the logo?
No, that's a part of the game. That's a rivalry game.
Lord, this part of the game too. Talking shit.
What the fuck my AP gotta do with the game?
Exactly. They was talking shit before the game. This is part of the shit talk. See, that's what I be saying. Black people get mad when a nigga shit talk better than theirs. That shit crazy.
I don't get mad at it. I said I love it. I don't like the fact of the watch. That's all I'm saying. The watch, I'm like, damn.
The watch blinks too hard. Maybe if Shador would have had a G-Shock on, nigga would have been like,
that.
Right, it's cool.
Not even that. Like I said, dog, to go to the student section, going to stand there and smile and shit and laugh, I feel like that's one of the best celebrations ever. Like even when...
But that's his thing, man. It's marketing.
I understand it's his thing.
We might get an AP NIL deal fucking with this, and you out here hating on the game. See, we just in a different time. You got to embrace it. The shit different. They made it different.
Before we get off of college football, I tell you this. Seeing what this NIL shit is doing, dog, you're seeing the fucking Goliath fall right in front of your face.
Yeah.
Bama don't look the same. Clemson don't look the same. Fucking, Auburn, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Georgia's still that, but they, you know, shit shaky. Motherfuckers starting to kind of come up. Like, hey, man, I ain't got to go to fucking Bama and wait 3 years to play. I could go over here, make a little bread while I'm playing, and, you know.
And do their thing. Hell,
thing.
It's paying dividends. You see kids transfer and have success. But we was going to talk LSU before we get off it, but I really wanted to jump in on Georgia. I know it's like a lot of shit about Georgia. They lost a fucking quarterback. They lost a bunch of NFL players. But the ability to reboot and then beat the shit out of Kentucky that was undefeated is insane. You got to respect their mind. That team, what they doing, it's different. You know, bro, they on a streak of like winning 27 games in a row. Like at that point, it's extra pressure nobody else in the country has.
I still think
like,
they've
been carrying
the
loose, that throne for a while. And I mean, the shit change, bro. Niggas leave. Yeah. They come. They leave.
Yeah.
They don't work out. They get hurt. They fell off the team.
What you got on LSU? Touch on NFL and get up out of here.
Man, shit. Let's get into the...
The over is free money. Tell me I'm different.
Of course. But everybody, if you watch LSU game, you know I don't got no defense. Everybody and their mama know that. We might as well talk about the Saints and the Cowboys.
Let's go. Let's go with it. Saints won today. We lost today, big unfortunately. Was it really a big dub? Bro, the Patriots suck. Like, let's keep it real.
A scoreboard. You know, just scoreboard, big dub. Not
okay,
big
I'm
dub.
About to say, like
it means
that's
anything.
Not them fucking around and beating
that's the point
the Lions and their shit, like.
You know. I respect their mind. They did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, you can't discredit what the fuck they did. Did the boys score at all? No.
No,
they
I don't
didn't
think.
Score today. So they got a shutout. Shutout's always good.
Yeah.
Shows your team got some ability. And as crazy as it sounds, a team that can shut a team out 30-something to nothing. They got so many holes in that team. It's fucking ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, people texting me about us, about Carolina.
Man,
I'm like, bro, y'all beat the Patriots. Like,
and I think
see
like,
that be
like,
the downfall of the fucking Saints.
Like,
right
as,
there.
As a fan, you want to see that build. Because that's when you know it's real, man. Yeah. But when you're on your downside, what a lot of organizations do is they just feed you bullshit. They feed you just enough, you know, just a playoff berth, first round exit.
Mm-hmm.
Just playoff berth, first round exit. Anything going wrong?
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll just concede the season to that. You know, Derek Carr got hurt. That's what happened. oh boy, was suspended for 3 games. That's what burnt the season. James whatever, whatever. It's like built-in excuses when you're not really chasing the greatness. Yeah. But when you are and you got that big picture, you more on board with like the shit that the Lions doing, bro.
Yeah. Building, you know, a team all the way.
See how they did that shit, yeah, bro? They went from like Jeff Okuda out of Ohio State
to an early
pick.
Defense.
Man, that kid was an early pick and did not hit, bro. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And came back and did it again, and then they did it again, and then they, you know, they at what they at. Nah, I mean, bro, they got Jared Goff with 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. I'm like, bro, this shit is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it shows what a change of environment exactly do for a player, and then what fans, building it, bro, from the ground up does.
If you somebody in Detroit, Michigan, you feeling the fuck
you
out lit. The
you got a nice future,
right?
Better than boys win division. Nice
like,
one.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Boy, you feeling good. Minnesota keep losing. The Bears suck. The Packers suck.
Yes.
You're the favorite right now.
The favorite. Last thing I got on NFL, I don't really have much because it's a shit show. The Swifties and NFL and Travis Kelce. What the fuck is really going on? People are saying that, you know, Vegas made the call that, you know, they can't lose with her there. Shit like that. But I don't really feed into that shit. But I do see some strange things that go on. That's all I say.
Right. And we're not going to get into that. That's just speculation because of who the person is. Because if you really want to get into that, there was a play today. And
well, it's a money thing I'm talking about. Like the money involved and the look and the
right, but there's no doubt. There's no doubt there's money involved, but it ain't money involved because Taylor Swift, there's money involved because got money involved every fucking week.
Yeah, but her being there adds to the money involved. Because
in New York?
Overall, period. So she's following, not following, but okay, she's dating the best tight end in the league with the best quarterback in the league. The hottest team lead for last year's champ. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Granted, they could have a real legit chemistry. I'm not taking anything from that. Mm. But the whole NFL itself playing into that. Now, the Chiefs do whatever the fuck they want.
It's a lot of
teams. That's one of their prime time players. So, like, the same way if the Broncos feed into Sierra or something, like, that wouldn't fucking strange me none. You know what I'm saying? Or the Seattle when she was, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of just NFL love for that. I'm like, okay, whatever y'all say, dog. I just, you know, it's a lot. You know, they podcast him, his brother podcast is through the fucking
roof. Hey, bro, people need shit to talk about. Like, people need shit to talk about.
Crazy
exactly
dollars right now.
And it's good
so they
money
play into that shit.
We all know it's good money, and we know it's why it's good money, because we finally got a story that's worthy. And a nigga not the leading.
And now I finally got a touch
this,
on
this boy. This a good white people story. This Taylor Swift, facts, white boy NFL that player. This shit is good.
You had this whole Taylor Swift challenge on TikTok.
Exactly.
Oh, he's lucky to have her. It's like that. Like, he not who he is by himself. It's crazy. I'm like,
yeah, it's insane.
Okay, whatever y'all fucking say, my nigga. I don't really give a fuck. But we kind of coming in on time now.
It's good, bro. At the end of the day, man, my personal opinion on it, I don't give a fuck. Apparently, since they've been doing what they're doing, that nigga still getting touchdowns. He doing
facts,
the shit.
You know?
Scored another one today. Came back from injury. I hope you get healthy. See you next week. Anytime touchdown, let me know something. Just wink twice if you're going to score, you know?
Stupid ass. They had a fucking a picture. It looked like it was him, but I don't know. He had a gas station buying some fucking some Optimals. I'm like,
Dutch
Masters. I'm like,
Dutch Masters.
Oh, you got caught sipping trying to cover that
headache,
shit up.
Huh?
Like, hey, man.
It's all good, bro. It's all headache, good. Huh? Do your thing. Man. You go puff good tonight,
and see,
too.
Shit like that, I feel like the league need to just go ahead and just say, fuck it. But well,
I don't
that's
think they tripping over that no more.
Yes, they are.
Man,
I think
they're not tripping over smoking weed. Come on, man. All the players in there getting high.
Because they're saying it now. They're like, well, fuck, we might as well let it go, but we'll talk about it. I don't have nothing else. You got anything else?
Nah, man, we off air, but we good, though.
All right, man. Look, this has been fun. It's another been Hot Takes podcast. Signing out.
That's Black Man Handshakes in the background.